a wonder to my world. I am redeemed, a wonder to my world. And our teaching series that we started this month, the first service, will be unlocking the supernatural. Unlocking the supernatural. And this will be part two of it. Unlocking the supernatural. Sorry, part 1B. Glory to God. Let's begin by looking at the scripture for the month, John 3 and verse 8. It says, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. ISV translation, I love it. It says the wind blows where it wants to. You hear its sound, but you don't know where it comes from or where it is going. That is the way it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. The one born of the Spirit, things that happens to them are not things that are normal. Because everyone manifests those who give back to them. When you see, I said in the first service, when you see a child, there are some children you see that you don't need announcement. You know who the father is. You know who the father is. That is, there are children you see, and without being told, you know who their father is. It's the same with us as children of God. Our manifestation, the things that should be happening in us and for us, will be a sign that this one was born of the Spirit. There are things that shouldn't be normal. John 3, verse 8, it says the wind blows where it wants to. ISV, you hear its sound, but you don't know where it comes from or where it is going. That is the way it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. That is the way it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Glory to the name of the Lord. Therefore, the earlier we know who we are, the better. The earlier we know who we are, the better. If you don't know who you are, people will tell you who you are not. If you don't know who you are, people will throw anything at you. If you don't know who you are, you will take anything that anybody tells you you are. Glory to God. Knowledge of who we are determines what we can do. You don't know who you are, then you don't know what you can do. Knowledge of who we are determines what we are worth. Knowledge of who we are determines what we can do. You hear people, where I come from, come down from a bus, and they say, oh, do you know who I am? It's because you yourself don't know who you are. People who know who they are don't announce. You don't announce who you are. Your presence already speaks of who you are. Glory to God. I said glory to God. For the one born of the Spirit, anybody can tell you who you are not, but the mirror shows you who you are. Anyone can tell you what you are not, but the mirror shows us who we are. And the mirror that shows us who we are is the mirror of the Word of God. Isaiah 29 and verse 11. And the vision of all is become unto you as the words of a book that is sealed. It says, which men deliver to one that is learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he saith, I cannot, for it is sealed. Who we are is concealed in a book. This is the manual. It is concealed in this manual. And access to this manual shows us who we are, so we know what we can do. It tells us who we are, so we know what we can do. I said in the first service, I have a pen, beautiful pen, but I don't even know how to open that pen. I've never opened it. I know it's a pen, except it looks like a pen and it is something else. But I have no idea. It is still there. I brought it in case somebody wants to help me out this morning. I brought it to church this morning. I've been trying everything to open this pen and to use it. It looks beautiful on the outside, but it is useless to me. So I just threw it somewhere because I don't know how to use it. If you don't know who you are, people, you will not even know your worth. If you don't know who you are, you will not know what you are worth, and people will tell you who you are not. James 1, 23, for if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. When we take a look at scriptures, it tells us exactly who we are, not what somebody tells us, not even how we feel or who we feel we are. You know, many people feel worthless about themselves. Why? Because they have no clue who they are. Looking into this book tells us who we are. It shows us who we are. And until we know who we are, we will not be able to know what we can do. Glory to the name of the Lord. I said, glory to the name of the Lord. When you know who you are, listen to me very carefully. What is the supernatural that we are talking about? The supernatural is the manifestation of the word we see, believe, and obey. So who we are simply means what we see in the scriptures, what we believe in scriptures, and what we obey in scriptures. Manifestation of what happens afterwards is the supernatural. The supernatural. You add natural to the super, it becomes supernatural. We were given birth to by the super God. We were natural before. Coming in contact with the super God makes us supernatural. Supernatural. What empowers us is what we see in the mirror. It says, but as many as received him. John 1:12. For as many as received him, to them, it is those ones who receive him, those ones who believe him, those ones who do it, to them, that those are the ones that are empowered. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. What empowers us is what we see in the mirror. And you don't doubt what you see in the mirror. If you can't doubt what you see in the mirror, and the mirror tells you what you do, because somebody is going out of his house, and then as soon as you step out of the house, somebody says to you, you have lipstick here. He says, you have lipstick here. What do? You go back to, and you know women, they have mirror everywhere. Everywhere. There is mirror in the bathroom. There is mirror in the living room. There is mirror in the bus. There is mirror in the car. There is mirror everywhere. So you tell them something. Try it when you are going home. Let her, don't remind her, but just say, tell your wife, what happened to you here? The next thing is mirror. They check the mirror for what? To clear off whatsoever that you say that is there. But looking into the mirror now shows to you if something was there or not. Am I making sense now? So it tells you this is, you have something here. They look into the mirror, but where is it? It's not there. You don't adjust anything because you see that what they said is not what you are seeing. What their comment is not what you are seeing in the mirror. Anybody can tell you who you are not. This is the book that tells you who you are. Because that is the mirror of your mirror. You see yourself in this mirror, it tells you exactly who you are. And very quickly, who am I? What does the mirror say that we are? What have we seen in the mirror that we are taking? Who am I? Let's take a look at three briefly this morning. Who am I? Number one, I am a redeemed spirit being in human flesh. I am redeemed, a spirit being in human flesh. Redeemed, a spirit being in human flesh. What does that mean? A goat gives birth to a goat. A lion gives birth to a lion. A spirit gives birth to a spirit. We were born human, we were redeemed spiritual as spirits. We were born human, we were redeemed as spirits. So, I am a spirit being in human flesh. We may have been given birth to that by humans like us, but the mirror now tells us that we have been redeemed as spirit being in human flesh. John 3 and verse 5. Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, take note. He says, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto you. Why? What happened? Nicodemus wanted to know what is going on. Jesus said, well, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man, human, be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So he is still human, but comes in contact with the Spirit, gave birth to by the Spirit. So we are spirit beings in human flesh. Look at the result in verse 6. Verse 6 says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is now spirit. Take note of the capital S. The capital S giving birth to the small spirit. He that is born of the flesh, small letter F, is flesh, small letter F. But when we came in contact with the Spirit, something changed. But he, and that he, which is born of the Spirit, is now spirit. He may still be in human flesh, but is a spirit being. Glory to God. If somebody is going home now, and then somebody meets him outside and says, you are an abnormal citizen, you get angry. Why are you getting angry? Because that's the truth. No, you don't know that is the truth. You are getting angry, but the person sees you. He sees that what is happening in your hands, at your hands and around you is not normal. So they say you are an abnormal citizen. When they call you abnormal, it means, are you normal? Are you not a spirit? Glory to God. You are a spirit, so which means you are not normal. The things happening in the hands of the Spirit should not be normal things. They are abnormal things. Why? Because he's a spirit. Glory to God. Romans 11, 17. And if some of the branches were broken off, it says, and thou, being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and with them partakers of the root and fatness of the olive tree. So there is a tree, and then we were grafted from somewhere into that tree. Once you come in contact with that tree, you begin to eat the benefits of that tree. You left where you were coming from, grafted into that tree, and then you begin to eat the benefits of that tree. Take back that scripture. He said, and if some of the branches were broken off, and thou, being a wild olive tree, was grafted in among them, and with them partakest you with them, now you are partaking of the root and fatness of the olive tree, because we have been grafted in. Paul, a man grafted in, was still human, and then because he was human, he started manifesting some things, and some people looked at him and said to him in Acts 14 and verse 11, and when the people saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in the speech of Lycaonia, the gods are come down. The gods are come down to us in the likeness of men. The gods are come down to us in the likeness of men. Listen to me, if all your life you can be calculated, you are not a spirit. How many understand what I'm talking about? If all your life, the things that are happening to you are the things that can be calculated, you know, so when it does this, so this will happen, it means you are still human, you are still normal. But if it cannot be calculated, it means you are now abnormal. You get to a company, after 2 months, they promote you. Abnormal. You have broken protocol. We don't do it here, but we don't know why we are doing it. That's abnormal. You are manifesting your father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I said, glory to God. Hallelujah. Who am I? Number two, very quickly, I am redeemed a lion to prevail where others travail. I am redeemed a lion to prevail where others travail. In other words, I was a sheep, but I have been redeemed a lion. Yesterday, I bumped into one of the offices here, and I saw two people talking. And I saw that the person talking to this sister was like flogging the sister with words. And I said, why are you flogging her? She was the sister that said herself. The man said, no, I'm not flogging her. So the lady said, I need the flogging. In fact, I need the flogging. I said, what is this? She said, he's flogging fear out of me. I said, flog her very well. Glory to God. He is beating fear out of me. The lion does not fear nothing. So if you are a lion, then where are we getting the spirit of fear from? You are redeemed a lion to prevail where others travel. Jesus, remember, died as a sheep. Isaiah 53 and 7. Look at what sheep look like. He was oppressed. He was afflicted. Yet, he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter. And as a sheep before a shearer is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. That's they thought they had defeated him. 3 days later, he rose again. Look at him now. Revelations 5:5. And one of the elders said unto him, weep not, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed to open the book. The root of David had prevailed. So he went down as a sheep. He rose up as a lion. And lions fear nothing. Proverbs chapter 30, 29 to 30. It says, there be three things which go well. It says, yea, four are comely in going. A lion, which is strongest among beasts, and turneth not away for any. A lion is number one, which is strongest among beasts, and turneth not away for any. A lion does not need to announce when he wants food. He just needs to roar. Woo! And all the beasts in the field cringe. And you know the power of the lion? Lions can sense when you fear him. They sense there is food somewhere. So lions majestically walk around. Go to the next verse. Verse 30. Okay. Lions majestically walk around. A lion which is strongest among beasts and turneth not away for any. They walk around majestically looking for food. And as they are walking around, they are smelling everywhere. Is there food around here that I can eat? Is there food around here? I said humorously in the first service, if they announce now in the radio or TV that there is a lion in Northeast, there is a lion let loose in Northeast, be careful. Everybody will say no close, don't close service again. Until they find that lion. No closing of service. Why? A lion, your cheap heart, your fearful heart is not from God. Take it away. Some are afraid of everything. Everything. And that's not who you are. That's not who you are. He said, he rose up as the lion and sent us as lions. John 17, 18, as thou hast sent me into the world, even so I have sent them into the world. I was telling my wife recently, a couple of days ago, I said, look, I remember when I was in high school, primary school, you call it elementary, yeah? I remember when I was in elementary school, I was so afraid of things to the point that I needed to go to the restroom one day and I had no guts to tell my teacher, I need to go to restroom. Are you understanding? And she was just laughing when I was telling her. I said, I couldn't even until I did it on the chair. I'm telling you before, now I lie not before God. It's not like I was in primary one. No. I think I was in primary 4 or 5. And I didn't have the heart to tell my teacher, I want to go to the toilet. I just sat down there. Until I did it there. Now, what I couldn't tell him or her, the whole class now started. Because you can't do that thing inside there. Nobody will know. Everybody, it will be evident to everyone. Glory to God. Now, that was my fearful heart. Who could tell that I would now be speaking to a group of people? without being afraid. We were redeemed as lions to prevail and not to travel. Glory to God. So drop your fearful heart. Number three, who am I? I am redeemed to operate in the realm of unlimited possibilities. Just like nothing was impossible to him, nothing should be impossible to the redeemed. John 14, 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than this shall he do, because I go unto my Father. That's why Paul said in Philippians 4 and verse 13, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I keep saying to people, some people will discourage you when you say, I want to apply for this job. No, don't apply for it. Why? Because it's not people like you they want. Who told you? Did they write it there, the type of people they want? The worst that can happen is no. But at least you have tried. And who says that they are not even looking for you? You can enter into the interview room and then the person will say, actually, you are not qualified, but I just like you. I just like you. And we are going to try you out. Impossible situations will begin to answer to the redeemed. Impossible situations. Never say never. Tell your neighbor, say never say never. Be reminded, what you see in the mirror, which is the word that we receive, we believe, and we obey, triggers the manifestation of the supernatural. And that makes signs and wonders the raw confirmation of the word of God we receive, the word of God we believe, and the word of God we obey. So what does that mean? The word of God we receive, the word of God we believe, the word of God we obey, has capacity to unlock the supernatural. Look at what God said. Look at what scripture says. Mark 16, 20. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord walking with them and confirming the word that he gave them. The Lord walking with them and confirming the word with signs following. Those who receive that word, those who believe it, those who obey it will always end up manifesting the supernatural. John 1, 12, it says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power. As many as received him, as many as believe him, as many as obey him, those are the ones that will be empowered for the supernatural. I see you manifesting the supernatural this month. I said, I see you manifesting the supernatural this month in the name of Jesus Christ. Quickly, how do we unlock the supernatural? How do we unlock the supernatural? And let's just take one word. By making the sound of faith. By making the sound of faith. John 3:18. It says, the wind bloweth where it listeth. It says, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, but whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. That is how the redeemed who believe should manifest. I believe anything, Paul said. I believe anything. And that's why Paul could manifest anything. I can do all things because I believe anything. The word we believe, the sound is the sound of faith. Listen, the sound of faith does not wait for a touch. The sound of faith just responds to the word. Mark 11, 23. For verily, verily, I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have some things that he says. Most things that he says. He shall have whatsoever he says. Listen, you know why some things are not happening for some people? Because not that God does not want it to happen for you, but the what is coming out of your mouth are negative things that you believe in your heart. Udash monkey banana. Can't happen. No, things don't work like that in this nation. You believe it so much so that that's what you are saying. And he says, he shall have whatsoever he said. Instead of using those words to our advantage, we are using it against ourselves. He shall have whatsoever he saith. The sound of faith. Now, listen to this. For example, the sound of faith takes out sicknesses and makes whole. Psalm 107 and verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. He sent his word. The word that was sent was totally and absolutely believed. And then he didn't need a touch. He didn't need any touch. He didn't need prayer. The word that he heard, the sound of faith that came, healed him. Sound of faith. He said, look at this man that was already dead. Job chapter 33, 21 to 24. His flesh is consumed away that he cannot be seen. And his bones that were not seen stick out. Yea, his soul draweth near unto the grave, and his life to the destroyers. Ah, but if there be a messenger with him, an interpreter of what? Interpreter of the word. One among a thousand to show unto man his uprightness. And then he said, then he is gracious unto him. Ah, and then he began to change his story. And saith, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. So the sound of faith says, leave him alone. I'm going to give someone else for his life. Leave him alone. I'm going to give someone else for his life. That's why he said, my son, attend to my words. Proverbs 4:20. Incline thine ears to my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. The sound of faith is when you hear it, you know. The sound of faith is the reward you receive, the word we believe, the word we obey that works out for us. Someone here, your place where you are seated now will be the least where you are sitting. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Before this year is finally over, your story would have changed 4 times. Amen. Your story is changing 4 times. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Some time ago, let me tell you this short testimony. Many years ago, I was working at the bank. I wanted to work in a particular bank. And excitedly, somebody said I should come to Abuja for interview. And excitedly, I told one of my neighbors, I said, hey, because we were both working in the bank. I said, oh, no, she wasn't even working at the time. I said, hey, I got, somebody said National Bank is starting in Kaduna and that we will go to Abuja for interview. And the person kept quiet. Oh, wow. What I didn't know was that the governor of Oyo State at that time was her uncle. And you know, that bank was controlled by the states. So immediately, as soon as I left, she just called the uncle, the governor. Sir, they said there is an interview in Abuja. So. The governor immediately called the MD. Me, I didn't know nobody. I only know God. The governor called the MD. She was the only one invited. Went for the interview, and they gave her the job. It was later I found it was the manager that told me. He said, you two, you don't know anybody? I said, I don't know anybody. I only know Jesus. And then he worked it out after that lady had been working there for some time. I believe probably for over a year. And then he worked it out that I also went to Abuja for my own interview 1 year later. So I also got employed. But here is the testimony. I was promoted twice in a year, and I became her boss. Promoted twice within a year, and then became her boss. The manifestation of the Spirit. So when they are saying to you it can't happen, tell them there is breaking of protocols. Doors will begin to open for you. I said doors will begin to open for you. But please take note, God's presence is the master key to a world of open doors. Those who carry the presence of God can never have any door shut against them. Because there is no door that can be shut against God. Bible calls him the door. Jesus, the door. So which door will you shut against the door? He says, I am the way. I am the door. Psalm 114, verses 1 to 7. He says, when Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob, from a people of strange language, he said that Judah was his sanctuary and Israel his dominion. He said the sea saw it and fled. Jordan was driven back. The mountains skipped like rams and the little hills like lambs. He said, what aileth thee, O thou sea, that thou fledest, thou Jordan, that thou was driven back. He says, ye mountain that ye skipped like rams and ye little hills like lambs. He says, tremble thou, O earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob. The Red Sea parted for them because of the presence of God. God said, Moses, remember, would always say, Lord, we will not move an inch except your presence goes with us. We won't step out except your presence goes with us. So they never lacked his presence. That's why there was no door that could be shut against them. Not even the door of the Red Sea. The presence of God. When we carry the presence of God, then there is no door that can be shut against us. Psalm 24, verses 7 to 10. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. He says, who is this King of glory? He says, the Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. He says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. No wonder when Peter was kept in prison and the God and the King of glory showed up, the gates, everlasting doors began to open. Acts of Apostles chapter 12 and verse 10. He said, when they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the gate, iron gate, iron gate. When you see iron gate, it's not talking about the physical iron. It's talking about the principality and power. Iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them. That's why he said of his own accord, not its own accord. His own accord, because it's a living thing. He saw God and saw them coming, and that gate opened by itself because God was there. That's why he said in Romans 8:31, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? If we carry him with us, then no door can be shut against us. Any door that has been shut against you, the Lord will fling it open. Amen. But what should we do to enjoy a life of permanent open doors? Number one, be born again and remain so. Be born again and remain so. The doors will be continually open to those who are born again and they remain so. John 3:3. Nicodemus asked a question and then Jesus answered him. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And then Nicodemus said, I don't understand. Verse 4. He said, Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he go enter back into his mother's womb and be born? And then Jesus said, except a man be born of water and of this spirit, he cannot see, enter into the kingdom of God. And when he is born of the spirit, then doors will begin to open to him. And if he remains in the spirit, doors will continually be open to him. Be born again and remain so. It is not being born again today, being born outside tomorrow, being born again, and then being lost again, and then being born again. It doesn't work that way. You see, so many things would have been destroyed before you get born again. How many understand where I'm going? Be born again and remain so. John 10:7-9. This is the door speaking. He said, and Jesus said unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. He says, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture, which means that door will not be closed. He is going in and out. As long as you remain with him, then you begin to go in and out. No door will be shut against you again. In the name of Jesus Christ. Number two, what should we do to enjoy a life of permanent open doors? Continue to walk in the fear of the Lord, of God, like Joseph. Continue to walk in the fear of God, like Joseph. That means whatsoever we are doing, the fear of God should be at the back of it. The fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord. No door could be shut against Joseph. In the pit, the door could not be shut. In prison, the door could not be shut. In Potiphar's house, prosperous. No door could be shut against Joseph. Why? Genesis 39 and verse 2. But the Lord was with Joseph. And look at the next thing scripture says. He was a prosperous man. He didn't have PR. How many understand what I'm saying? He didn't have PR. Not to talk of him being a citizen. He was not even a refugee. He was a slave. Bought with money. He was the property of somebody else. Property owner said, the reason God has blessed me and is still blessing me is the presence of this guy here. And the man himself knows that it is the presence of God at work in him. So, you have PR. You are a citizen. God is not the problem. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Look at that scripture, verse 4, Genesis 39. And Joseph found grace. No, let's start from verse 3. And his master saw that the Lord was with him. His master saw it, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. All that he did. And then what happened? And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him and made him overseer over his house. And all that he had, he put into his hand. And it came to pass that the time he had made him overseer over his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for whose sake? And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. Story of Joseph. Genesis 42:18, Joseph said, for I fear God. My master's wife. Joseph said, never, because I fear God. Somebody else is already following. My master's wife, I don't like it too. Be careful. I don't like it too. He said, no, because I fear God. I can't do that. There are some things that you are eating that you think is good. How many understand what I'm talking about? The things that Joseph said, I can't eat this one. No. It's abomination. Some people think they're enjoying. Carry on. It is well. Genesis 39, 21. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the prisoner of the prison. Very quickly, number three. What should we do to enjoy a life of permanent open doors? Lay hold on the right word on the door you desired open. Lay hold on the right word. There is what is called the sent word. There is what is called the word in season. And then there is the right word. Lay hold on the right word on the door you desired open. I said in the first service, you cannot be looking for the fruit of the womb, for example, and then all your investment is on prosperity. You want the fruit of the womb, you invest in the fruit of the womb. You invest in things that can, in books, that way. The right word can be likened to the right key. The reason you are not, you need that key is because something must open. So you need to invest in the right word for that situation. Mark 16, 19. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So there is what is called the right word. The right word. If you need open doors, lay hold on the right word for that situation and then diverge, invest your time, invest your money in those things, and then you will receive the key. God will show you the key to open that door. He has health challenges, but he's reading the book on prosperity. What will you be spending the money on? Is it not when you have life that you can spend, then enjoy the money? Enjoy your life. Enjoy good health first. And then you invest in materials that will give you access to what you need there. Isaiah 22 and verse 22. And the key of the house of David will I lay upon his shoulder, so he shall open and none shall shut. And he shall shut and none shall open. And as a result of access to that key, look at what happened. Verse 23, and I will fasten him as a snail in a sure place, and he shall be for a glorious throne to his father's house, and they shall hang upon him all the glory of his father's house, the offspring and all, and the issue. All vessels of small quantity, from the vessels of cups, even to all the vessels of flagons. Get hold of the right word. The right word. God's servant, I can't remember her name right now, one of the wives of the generals, still alive right now, was given a death sentence. They said, you have cancer. You remember her name? Kenneth Copeland's? No. Joel Austin's mother. They said, you are dying in 3 months, thereabout. And she said, I sat up on my bed one day and I began to gather scriptures. I can't remember how many again. 52, thereabout. I gathered 52 scriptures on health and I began to divert them. Imagine if she sat there and be looking for prosperity scripture. You will not finish reading one before you die. I gathered the healing scriptures and I began to eat them. And they noticed that every day her story was changing. Her skin was changing. The hair came back. Everything started changing. She's still alive till today. God's servant, Pastor Mrs. Faith Oyedepo, same thing happening to her. She remembered the testimony of that woman. She said, I got over 100 scriptures on health, and I began to eat them. In fact, in her own case, she said, all the golds, all the jewelries that I had, I gave them out. It is somebody that is alive that will be wearing jewelry. On the sick bed, you are still, don't touch that money, oh, don't touch that money. It is not your, don't touch that gold, oh. Ah, the gold, you know how much I bought it. Glory to God. She said, I ate those scriptures. I gave out whatsoever was worldly. Lord, just save my soul. give me back my health. And she's still there today. If she wants to buy double of those jewelries, she can buy them now. You won't die young.
Yeah.
Number four, enter into a covenant to keep serving God and the interest of his kingdom. Enter into a covenant to keep serving God and the interest of his kingdom. 2 Chronicles 15:12. And they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord, God of their fathers, with all their heart and with all their soul. And as a result, verse 15, and all Judah rejoiced at the oath, and for they had sworn with all their heart and sought him with their whole desire, and it was found of them. And the Lord gave them rest round about. That's not all. Verse 19, and there was no more war. The Lord gave them rest round about, and there was no more war. Every agitation of your life is coming to an end today.
Amen.
A proof that we love him is that we will serve him. We will serve him with the whole of our desire. We serve him without title. Ah, if you were not here yesterday, go and listen to Papa's message again. God's servant's message. Go and listen to it. Service without title. Just serving God from the heart. Just doing your own. And then you see God moving, opening doors. Doors cannot be shut against the servants of the door. The servants of the door. Doors cannot be shut against the servants. Servants don't struggle to open door. The door opens the door for them. Opens the door for them. Matthew 6 and verse 33. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things, including any door that you want to open. The door opens it for us. No door will be shut against you again.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up on your feet with me. Let's give God praise and glory this morning. Let's give him all the honor and adoration. Father, we thank you for opening doors for us. Opening doors in our favor. Give him thanks. Give him praise, give him glory, give him honor and all adoration, magnify and exalt him. Father, we thank you. Blessed and blessed and blessed be your name. In Jesus' most precious name, we have given thanks.
Amen.
You want doors to be open, you must know the door. If you want doors to be open, then you must know the door. He opens doors to his own. Now, you are still human, but the day you become spirit, that the spirit gives back to you, is the day strange things will begin to happen for you. And there is somebody here that needs to know the door. You need to know the King of Glory. Jesus is his name. Somebody knew him before, but walked out on him. You know what I found out, sir? Many people get to this nation and they leave their God at the airport. We are coming with all the fire. And then there is one kind of breeze that we now breeze on people. Shh. And all of a sudden, anything that has to do with God is a waste of time. It's taking their time. We are running after money. We are running after a lot of things and we have neglected God. You see, that's why some things cannot just work. No matter how we struggle, it's like driving bicycle up the hill. Wala, 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 wala. When you have a God that can put you in cruise control, we have forgotten the God we came with. Some of us dropped it. Some people even share testimony of when they were hot. Ah, when I was serving. Ah, so what happened? All high school closed and all heads bowed. I'm speaking to somebody this morning that wants to say, Lord Jesus, I want to be born again. Someone else wants to say, Lord Jesus, I want to rededicate my life to you. Why not this morning? If you're in any of those two categories, put your right hand on your heart wherever you are. Let me pray with you wherever you are. Put your right hand on your heart. Let me pray with you. And if you are doing that, please repeat these words after me. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I've come to you today just as I am. I know I'm a sinner, but I know you died for me. And on the third day you rose again that I might be justified. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, because now I am born again. In Jesus' name. Father, thank you for these precious souls. Your grace brought them, the same grace will preserve them. These ones will never go back to perdition again. They will begin to take root downwards, bear fruit upwards to the praise and glory of your name. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' most precious name we have prayed. You said somebody said that prayer in their heart sincerely. Just wave your hands to Jesus.